Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo. Book One, Chapter One. The Great Hall of the Palace of Justice. It is this day, 348 years, 6 months, and 19 days, since the good people of Paris were awakened by a grand peal from all the bells in the three districts of the city, the University, and the Ville. The 6th of January, 1482, was nevertheless a day of which history has not preserved any record. There was nothing worthy of note in the event which so early set in motion the bells and the citizens of Paris. It was neither an assault of the Picards or the Burgundians, nor a procession with the shrine of some saint, nor a mutiny of the students, nor an entry of our most redoubted Lord Monsieur the King, not even an execution of rogues of either sex before the Palace of Justice of Paris. Neither was it an arrival of some bedizened and befeathered embassy, a sight of frequent occurrence in the 15th century. It was but 2 days since the last cavalcade of this kind, that of the Flemish ambassadors commissioned to conclude a marriage between the Dauphin and Margaret of Flanders, had made its entry into Paris, to the great annoyance of the Cardinal of Bourbon, who, in order to please the king, had been obliged to receive this vulgar squad of Flemish burgomasters with a good grace, and to entertain them at his Hôtel de Bourbon with a goodly morality, mummery, and farce, while a deluge of rain drenched the magnificent tapestry at his door. What set in motion all the population of Paris on the 8th of January was the double solemnity, united from time immemorial, of the Epiphany and the Festival of...